The text is Luke 2, 9 to 11. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In Saginaw, Michigan, where I grew up, the Saginaw News on Christmas morning devoted its front page to covering Jesus' birth. With appropriate headlines and datelines, it reported Jesus' birth as if it had just happened. It was neat, but I don't think it was realistic. They didn't report his birth the way they do the rest of the news. Let me show you how the news would really cover the Christmas story today in order to highlight the real news for us. They would make only good news negative. When the angel reported the news to the shepherds, he said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. The news cannot resist making everything negative. If they are reporting on flooding, you can be sure more rain is on the way. Or, now the overwhelming task of cleaning up begins. A report on forest fires is going to close with, the hot, dry, windy conditions are not forecasted to let up anytime soon. A story on the booming Christmas season for retailers closes with, but a slow January is expected to offset these gains. Or, however, a good December can't make up for a dismal fourth quarter. So this is how the news media today would report Christmas. Thousands crowd Bethlehem, woman forced to give birth in a barn, disease feared. Shepherds claim to have been sung to by angels, drug use suspected. Newborn found in manger wrapped in strips of cloth, child protection services investigating. Strange star appears in Bethlehem sky, collision imminent, astronomers warn. The media would make Christ's birth bad or at least tainted news. We should expect that. They know not of what they report. Christians do. Yet haven't we managed to taint the good news of Christmas? We have rushed and ran till Christmas has become a humbug. Let's just get it over with. The good news of God taking on flesh and blood to save us has been tainted by whether Aunt Marge doesn't mind getting a blender, or by cookies that we didn't get time to bake, traditions that we didn't keep right, parties that we did or did not go to. Surely the very angels themselves must weep at how shallow and hollow we can make Christmas. If our media reported on the events of Bethlehem today, not only would they negativize good news, they'd screw up the details. Follow the reportage of any big event. There are discrepancies involving important details such as dates, places, times, ages, names, and numbers. If our media covered the first Christmas, the details would be all over the place. And instead of Christ being born at Bethlehem, they'd have him born at Bethany. Instead of Christ being placed in a manger, they would have him put to bed in the manager's office. Instead of being wrapped in swaddling clothes, they would have him wrapped in a suede coat. Well, at least we don't do anything like that. Let's not be too hasty. We know all the outward facts, but do we know the details that matter? For example, I read of a mom who believes she is teaching her kids the real meaning of Christmas by lining the empty manger with the good deeds which her kids have done written on slips of paper. On Christmas morning, she puts baby Jesus on their good deed mattress and shows her kids what a nice bed their loving deeds have made. The woman has missed the real meaning of Christmas, although she has all the facts right. But we know better than that, do we? Do you think a Christmas carol presents the real meaning of Christmas? Christ came to change us from being uncaring and unloving towards others. The real meaning of Christmas is found in our doing for others because of baby Jesus. That's what many Christians think. And that's screwing up the details of Christmas, no less than thinking Christ was born at the North Pole, wrapped in a Christmas stocking and hung by a chimney. If today's media reported on the good news of Christmas, they would make it bad news. They'd screw up the details and pass over the true news. The true news of Christmas is that of a miracle. And our news never reports miracles. Well, they do. But the miracles they report will always be based on somebody's believing. News reports on Christmas Day say, today Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, who they believe to be the Savior. Or Christians believe that a virgin named Mary gave birth to a baby named Jesus. Christians believe a star appeared over Bethlehem to lead people to Jesus. In the eyes of the news, miracles never objectively happen. They're just what somebody believes. Well, can you blame them? I mean, I don't want the news reporting that the angel Mordecai appeared to Joseph Smith and translated the Book of Mormon. I don't want CNN reporting how Muhammad is God's prophet. I would hate to see a headline, Virgin Mary appears in skies, without the article saying Roman Catholics believe. The news media has to locate the story in the believing. We Christians must not. If we do, we lose the comfort of the objective good news. Then there's no good news in Christmas unless all the bases have been touched. If you're in the North, snow is needed for the perfect Christmas. If you have kids, they must be all getting along and love their presents. Otherwise, the good news of Christmas is somehow diminished. And if you have family, work, medical, or personal difficulties at this time of year, woe unto you. You have no hope of finding the good news of Christmas. There is just no way you're going to have enough believing going on to rise above all your problems and make Christmas good news. The news media, being outside the faith, sees no miracles. A virgin does not give birth, nor do angels announce the birth. This is nothing more than the birth of another baby. God became man, the creator of all helpless babe in the arms of his creatures, the sinless God passing through the blood, the sweat, the tears of a sinner's birth. Get real. Outside the faith, the news media can see no miracles, but do not come to the conclusion that believing makes the miracles, makes the good news, makes the good feelings. Then you're with a man named Angelus Silesius. He's a 7th century Catholic mystic who gave us this adage. Christ could be born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but all in vain until he is born in me. No, the truth is he could be born 10,000 times in you, and it would be all in vain if he hadn't been born once in Bethlehem. If the shepherds did not believe the angel's announcement of good news for all people, the good news would still be true. If Mary and Joseph didn't feel joyous at the birth of Jesus, he still would have been a great joy for all people. If the shepherds had family, work, medical, or personal problems, this would not have destroyed or even diminished the good news they were told. The good news of Christmas isn't in what the shepherds believed or did. If it was, the angel would have said, if you believe, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall be to all people. If you do this, then I have good news for you. If you have no bad news or sad feelings, then I have good news for you. The good news is in the facts. The Savior has been born for you, and he is nothing less than Yahweh God in flesh and blood. There is comfort here, and the 18th century painting Madonna of the Goldfinch shows it. Mary is holding an 8 to 12 month old baby Jesus. Perched on Jesus' finger, without him restraining it, is a little goldfinch. The finch family is jumpy and scare easily, but this goldfinch sits peacefully on baby Jesus' finger. Now for the retching turn that sets things right. This is not how it was. Birds did not land on baby Jesus without fear. Cattle weren't given the gift of speech on Christmas to praise the Christ child. Neither did the sheep curl around him to make a living wool blanket. But all that could have happened. Both the fact that it could have and the fact that it didn't are a comfort to us. These things could happen. The babe in the manger is the creator and preserver of all things. He is the one who opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. He is the one who feeds the young ravens when they call, and without whose will, even the tiniest of finches doesn't fall to the ground. This baby is the one who gave Balaam's donkey the gift of speech. If he wanted to, baby Jesus could have had finches eating out of his hand and full-grown lions as playmates. But that's not the real news story here. The real news story is in the fact baby Jesus hid his deity and why he did it. He veiled his divinity for us and our salvation. He came into the world in the usual way so that he might take our place. The birds did not land on him. No, they pooped on him just like they do us. The cattle didn't start talking but mooed at him the way they do us. The sheep didn't curl up around him. The only way they gave him warmth is the same way they do us. Somebody forced those sheep to give up their wool. Jesus had all creation regard him as an ordinary baby, so that God the Father might regard us as his children. That's the good news story. The God who is man is regarded as nothing but a man, so we men who are nothing but sinners might be regarded by God as saints. The God who has no sins as a man takes on all the sins of the world so that we might be relieved of the weight of our sins. The God who is man goes to a cross, so that we men who are far from God might be brought near by the blood he sheds there. The miracle is not that we believe these things, but that they happened for us to believe. And we are to believe them, no matter how many our sins, how few our joys, how big our problems, how little our solutions, how tall our sorrows, how short our joy. The good news of Christmas happens outside of us. It's not in our dreams of a white Christmas or being home for Christmas in our dreams. It's not in whether we have chestnuts roasting by the fire or can hear those sleigh bells ringing. The real news today from Bethlehem is in what God did through Mary and in Christ for us in our salvation. And that's only good news. Amen. We continue now with the offering.